And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid, conservative, and just plain right. By the way, I got to say this. If you want to call in, the number, don't forget, we got the new studio number here at the Right Side Studio. It's 833-687-4448. How, pray tell, do you remember that number? 833-68-RIGHT. That's our number. 833-68-RIGHT. That's 833-687-4448. Phil Williams, how did you get that phone number? And this is a story. No kidding, this is a story. 833 was given to us, and then we had choices. 68-RIGHT was one of my options. We wanted to fit like right side, no too many numbers. So had to do something. So 68-RIGHT, well, I drove a 68 Mustang for many years. That was my baby. So my 68 Mustang is memorialized now in our phone number. Yes, indeedy. So 833-68-RIGHT is the phone number. Give us a call if you want to talk about anything we're talking about right now. The topic on hand at the moment is China brinksmanship. Now, let me just point out something. My friend Clint Reed, who was on here a moment ago, such a sharp guy, man. That guy's got a career in front of him. But he talked about the Confucius Institutes. These are legit. He pointed out there were 104 of these Chinese Communist Party paid for programs that sort of steer you towards a favorable view of China in colleges around our nation alone. This is not including what's happening in Europe and Africa. They're all over the world. It's China's part of China's Belt and Road Initiative to try and soften world opinion towards who they are and what they do. It's a total psyops campaign. And so the CCP pays for Confucius Institutes, which, here's the deal. I've got a story here from the Daily Signal. Just came out right at about 5 weeks ago, June 21st. It talks about Confucius Institutes, and it also talked about a panel that was being held at the Heritage Foundation recently on the widespread closures of so-called Confucius Institutes. Founded in 2004, that's how long they've been around, since 2004. Confucius Institutes are what are known as cultural centers that operate on college campuses. When these began to become under increased scrutiny through efforts of people like my friend Clint with the College Republican Federation, President Donald Trump placed them under serious scrutiny by various agencies, including the State Department and the FBI. By the end of 2020, the Trump administration had submitted a rule at the Department of Homeland Security requiring that U.S. universities must disclose their connection to Confucius Institutes. In other words, the Trump administration said, hey, this isn't good. FBI, be aware. State Department, be aware. And oh, by the way, Department of Homeland Security, we want disclosures. Who's doing this and how much? However, the Biden administration rescinded the Confucius Institute policy just a month later after taking office. Pray tell, why would they do that? Well, on one hand, you might go, well, it had Trump's name on it, so therefore they wanted it unraveled because Trump was involved. Boomer, I tell you what, tell my caller we're going to a break here in like less than a minute. Ask her if she can call back after the break. That'd be cool. All right. But the deal is this. The Biden administration rescinded the Confucius Institute disclosure policy just like less than a month later, despite the fact that Republican lawmakers were objecting, despite the fact that we were in heightened risk for Chinese influence. These Confucius Institutes, though, still hang around, and we have one that is considered to be, you heard Clint talk about it, the jewel of the Confucius Institute network at Troy State University. I don't know for a fact. I'm going to check and see, but I believe that Troy State may still be one of the chief educators for American military who are seeking to get their degree through distance learning. Don't know if that applies at all. Don't know if any Confucius Institute material makes its way into programs that U.S. military may wind up taking part in. But yeah, that's big doings. All right, we're going to come back. I'm going to finish up this topic going down the line on what is happening with China brinksmanship. Taking calls if you want to, 833-68-RIGHT. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams live from the Right Side Studio, local, state, national. Dude, we cover all of it here. All right, listen, all the issues. And how are it? Solid, conservative, and just plain right. That's how it is. Hey, listen, I'm going to go to the phones right away because I got somebody that held on through the break. Is that Allie? Hey, it's Allie from Athens. Allie, how are you doing today?
I am doing well, Colonel. How are you?
I'm good, my friend. I am good. Hey, by the way, I've been enjoying your book. Just wanted you to know that.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I appreciate that, and I hope I get a chance to come to the studio and sign it for you.
Let's do it. I like it. Well, what's on your mind today?
Well, I was reminded of something that I haven't thought of for a while, but the Confucius Institute is not something that style of PSYOPs operation is not something that is just being foisted upon us by the Chinese. I attended a missions conference, very strategic missions conference in 1997. And this, of course, is before 9/11, and we had no idea what radical jihad was like or what our country was going to be facing.
Yeah.
But Don Richardson, who wrote the book Eternity in Their Hearts, which you're probably familiar with from having been in ministry, he was the one who was the conference speaker who talked about the fact that the Saudis were doing the same thing. And their soft operation, shall we say, was that they started off with purchasing facilities. In other words, where there were universities, most, and again, it's been 25 years, so please forgive me if I don't have all of my details, you know, honed on in, but my remembrance is that on the left coast and the right coast, universities that were in need of buildings and funding and that sort of thing were solidly backed by the Saudis as kind of a first volley.
Wow.
And then the idea of making a very jihad-friendly curriculum available and perhaps enticing was such a speech.
I had not heard of that. And that's, but you know what? I don't doubt it. And I think it's amazing too how our open society, one of the most difficult aspects of being an open society is that you are an open society. So foreign nations can come in, but when you allow them to not only come in, but then to sort of assume operational control of certain aspects of your culture, that's a dangerous precedent.
It is indeed.
Wow. And that was 1997, you said?
Yes, 1997. We went to Mexico from 1998 to 2000, and we ran a school. We started and ran a school at an existing orphanage in Juarez, right across from El Paso, Fort Bliss. And that was one of the, I mean, it was a learning curve, like sea life experience, but I didn't get it back then, the import, as much as I do now from having been, you know, a United States citizen that endured 9/11, as well as having been just dealing with the aftermath of that and becoming more conservative.
Yeah. Well, Allie, as always, you have an interesting perspective, and I appreciate that input. Thank you, my friend, very
thank
much.
Thank you, sir.
All
You're
right.
welcome.
You have
thank
a great you. Day.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That's, you know, and Boomer, grab the mic there. But it's an amazing thing when you stop and realize, I mean, I think they want our kids, is what I've said multiple times on the show. They want our kids, whether it be liberals or basically the opposite of conservatism. It seems like they've targeted kids as being, or the youth of our society, not just kids, the youth of our society as being, you know, one of the keys for their targeting.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you see, especially in every single thing that, I mean, that kids are doing these days. I mean,
and it's everywhere. Sometimes you find it like in their cartoons, like we were watching with my grandson
goodness.
The other day, and my son was saying, yeah, we got to be careful. This one occasionally slips messages in, you know.
Well, and then also on that note, cartoons and then the commercials after the cartoons is what I see a lot of. I mean, it's like, are you kidding me? What are you putting on these things?
Yeah, no kidding. Why is that even an advertisement during a kid's hour? Yeah. Well, it's everywhere. The influence of China is the current ongoing, hot button issue. Ali points out that they're not the first ones, or maybe even the last ones, to try this. Saudi Arabia was buying buildings on college campuses, apparently. But listen, some of the things you need to be aware. The brinksmanship right now is significant. China, and CNN's up on the big screen, one of the big screens here in the studio. China warns of political fallout from Pelosi visit to Taiwan, says its military won't sit by idly. What does that even mean? That's an overt threat. That's the Chinese government making its threat right now. And then you've also got the fact that the Biden administration says, we don't make the agenda. We're not the ones who say, you can or cannot go somewhere. That's what John Kirby said today. And I agree, it's not the executive branch's job to tell the head of a large chunk of the legislative branch where she can or cannot go. But what we're not seeing a great deal of right now is what I would truthfully call staring them back down. Now I will say this: we're seeing some things, and I'm glad we went ahead and repositioned the USS Ronald Reagan Carrier Strike Force. They are there. We're not just. I won't try to portray the Biden administration as being entirely benign, but I will say this: the statements being issued back are not as strong as the statements being issued towards us. Now, we've got to also consider the things that are being said, not just by Chinese government, but by the pundits in that country, many of whom, by the way, operate with impunity because they are sanctioned by the Chinese government. Like, for instance, President Biden recently said he didn't think it was a good idea right now for Nancy Pelosi to go. But then a guy named Hu Jin, who is a retired editor of the Chinese state newspaper Global Times, he suggested that Pelosi's plane should be shot down if she attempts to go to Taiwan. His exact quote was, "If the U.S. can't restrain her, let China restrain her and punish her." That's not good. He also went on to say, in a now banned tweet, he did tweet this out and then he took it back down, "If U.S. fighter jets escort Pelosi's plane to Taiwan, it is an invasion, and the People's Liberation Army has the right to forcibly dispel Pelosi's plane and the U.S. fighter jets, including warning shots and making tactical movements of obstruction, and if ineffective, then shoot them down." That's who again. It's the same guy. And tensions have been there for a while, y'all. China considers the island nation of Taiwan its territory. In contrast, Taiwan is a democracy of 23 million that broke away from communist China in 1947. But this has been an ongoing battle. And what we're watching, by the way, keep in mind, this is the same nation that not only puts Confucius Institutes in our American colleges, not only does things like funding our adversaries in certain portions of the world, but has been doing things even to the extent of like building islands in the South China Sea. Why would you build an island? Well, because then you could claim you have territorial lands which extend the range of your territorial waters. And by doing that, they claim further range. And what used to be international waters now becomes Chinese waters. And when you have your carrier strike group in the area, now you have to decide whether you do or don't go around or before that that man-made island. Well, China has already announced, too, story on CNBC. China has announced that it's conducting military exercises just this past weekend, after warning Nancy Pelosi to scrap her possible plans to visit the island democracy. Pelosi, by the way, is going to be the highest-ranking U.S. official to visit Taiwan since 1997, 25 years ago. Same year that Ali, who called in a moment ago, said that she was hearing of Saudi Arabia influencing U.S. campuses. That was the year that we last had a Speaker of the House, the highest-ranking member of the U.S. government to visit Taiwan. That was Newt Gingrich. Well, China's Ministry of Defense warned Washington this week not to allow Pelosi. Wow. But keep in mind, Pelosi is the head of one of the branches of government. The president, see, they don't understand, I guess. But the president does not order Pelosi what to do. not to say that they don't talk or they don't coordinate, and the Defense Department will be there for her if something happens, we hope. But China has no right to conduct foreign relations that way. It does not have the right to dictate the movements of U.S. leaders. Period. End of story. Hard stop. So China, go pound sand. Boomer, take me to a break, brother. We're going to come back and switch the subject. We're moving to the number two on the Triple Dipper, COVID Schmovid. We'll talk about that coming up in a few minutes with a call at the bottom of the hour from Dr. Jordan Vaughn, good friend of the show with a group called Concerned Doctors. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.